Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. We are looking at 57 degrees. It's beginning to rain. So if you're heading out, make sure you take your umbrellas, your wellies, or whatever rain gear of choice you like. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. You call them wellies one time on this show, and you're just forever known by that, aren't you?
I was reading a book a couple of weeks ago, and lo and behold, in print, I see wellies used in the sentence. So I'm like, well, I don't know that I would have even noticed that word there had it not been for Lucas McFadden.
Well, I'm glad I can help to educate. Well, we have some Dapper Dans in the studio this morning. They're going to help to continue a great conversation about the role of fathers in our lives. And these guys do a fantastic job. The organization, it's called A Father's Way. You might know it as the Lancaster Fatherhood Project. We'll get to all that in a few minutes, but we're so excited to have Tyrone Faulkner, who's the Chief Executive Officer, and Rodney Watts, who is the site manager here in Rock Hill. And good morning to both of you guys.
Good morning.
Well, we have not had you in since the name change.
It's been a while.
Tyrone, let's start with you. Why the name change? And explain to folks, if you can, the services that you all offer.
Okay. Well, the name change is so that we can be, every community can have ownership. You know, it's hard to be Lancaster Fatherhood Project in Rock Hill. It's hard to be Lancaster Fatherhood Project in Union or in Chester. So we decided to change it to A Father's Way so it would be all-inclusive of where we're at, so nobody would have, like, territorial stuff, you know. So A Father's Way is just incorporates everybody, and everybody can take ownership in Rock Hill, Lancaster, Chester, and Union counties, Clover, wherever we're at, wherever we serve as fathers at. So it just makes sense.
It really does. And I love the name, A Father's Way.
Yeah. And Tyrone, let's explain to folks, if they're not familiar with the organization, what the end goal is here, what you all do.
The end goal is to get fathers engaged in the lives of their children, to be financially, emotionally, spiritually, and all those things, you know, just to get fathers to take their rightful place and help guide their children, be the role model that they should be and that God has ordained them to be, you know, so.
I think we had this conversation last time, the important opportunity, really, mm-hmm. for a father to lead. And now that we have some momentum in terms of understanding each other,
right.
All races coming together for equality, do you find more than ever this message needs to be heard?
I do. I think the message has been delivered in different ways in a lot of families, you know, across races. But now more so than ever, you know, fathers need to step up to the plate and be a role model and a guidance to their children so that they don't go astray and find themselves in situations that they don't need to be in. So,
Rodney Watts is a site manager here in Rock Hill. Rodney, in 2019, A Father's Way served more than 200 fatherhood program participants, positively impacting the lives of more than 470 children. Hats off to what you guys are doing. Explain a little bit what goes on here in Rock Hill and what some of the programs are that fathers can get involved in.
Oh, yes. Well, we're happy to serve the entire York County community. But our program consists of four components, and they are parenting, healthy relationships, economic stability, and men's health. And in these times, we find that the most predominant thing we're going through now with the pandemic is the parenting, because usually you don't spend as much time with your kids, you know. So we have to adapt do different things. So we've been trying to give fathers advice and give them different things that they can do at home with the kids, such as exercising and walking and just fun activities that they can do within themselves that they won't be able to put themselves out in harm's way.
I love this. So in some ways, we can say this time time, if we want to frame it, right. can be a gift. Because so often when you're doing things together, whether it's working together or playing together, that's when the conversation happens.
Exactly, exactly. Things start to open up. People start to talk about different things. And you learn a lot about each other.
Each other. Yes, right. It's mutually beneficial. Exactly.
Patty mentioned, of course, about the message with what we're going on right now in our country, how important it is to have the role of a father in the home. As we approach Father's Day this Sunday, again, another opportunity to celebrate that special man in our house. And we have talked before that sometimes it is a uncle that serves in that father role. It is a grandparent. But it also is a time that for some people it brings up just a rough memory or just a tough time with their dad. How do you guys help get that? Help people get over that so they can themselves become better dads? Maybe they didn't have a great opportunity or relationship with their dad, but the cycle can stop right then and continue a brand new one.
Right. Well, the way I tell it to him is, you know how you felt. If you didn't have a father in your life, and you know the things you felt, like when you were going to games and your father wasn't there. And then, so the cycle can stop with you starting to take that your parenting role in your child's life and be an active part of their child's life. And like you say, you don't have to be a biological father. You can be an uncle, a cousin. As long as you're a positive male role model in a child's life, you can be beneficial to that child.
That's so awesome. And to realize that a child is going to learn, and they're either you're going to control the narrative in what you teach them, right, wrong, moral compass.
Exactly.
And now there's social media, which that's just free-for-all in terms of what you might find.
Exactly. And if you're not having those conversations with your children about the social media and the effect they can have on them, it's going to get in their minds, and that's going to be their lead. So you have to be the role model in that child's life.
And also, you know, for the boys, it's very important to help them understand what it is to be a man. But also for daughters, that father-daughter relationship, that impacts your future big time.
Exactly, because your dad, if you're a little girl, your dad's going to be your first love. And you need to show her how to be treated and what to take and what not to take. So she'll know what to look for in a man.
Mm-hmm. Tyrone, tell us more about this annual Father's Day appeal campaign that happens around this time every year.
Every year we have a Father's Day appeal campaign, you know, because we are a nonprofit and we need funds, so... this is a time that where we take to highlight dads and highlight our organization and the great services that we provide. So in those appeals is that so that the community leaders, businesses can buy in, they can send donations to the Fatherhood program. You know, they can go on our website at afathersway.sc.org. And so those appeals... They help us to generate funds and help us with awareness, and they also help us with recruitment, you know, getting new fathers coming in, you know, because, you know, you're having these programs and doing COVID-19, you know, we have a lot of resources to help, you know, but if the dads don't come, if they don't know where we're at, you know, so it makes it hard, you know, but so we make an appeal for everybody to just help us out by sharing the message that there is a program here to help dads, to help men become better parents and be a role model for their children so that their daughters don't wind up pregnant, their sons don't wind up in jail, you know, that fathers know how to cope with different situations, conflicts, and different things in a healthier manner, you know, so... So we scratch every topic, every issue that anybody can have.
And this is beneficial to all fathers.
Yeah. Yes, at any age. Good point, because I wanted you can be part of this program right at any age. It's not too late to either salvage a relationship with your family, or if you have just not been a part of your family, to if you want to interject yourself back in that model, you can still get help. And I can promise you this from what we've known, and gosh, Tyrone, we've known each other for almost 20 years, and the work that you all do, you could not have better guys, mentors, behind someone going through this program than these guys right here. They really want to see every life impacted. And again, last
year... Y'all inspire me to be a better father.
Thank you.
Well, you know, fathers wouldn't be nowhere without mothers.
That's the truth.
So we work together.
It's a family unit tight together. And we talk to men about respecting the mothers of the children.
Yeah. What's called a father's way. Again, last year alone, they served more than 200 fatherhood program participants, making a positive impact in the lives of more than 470 children last year alone. Does not incorporate the other years. Right. So hats off to what you all do. Get involved. It's called A Father's Way. This is a perfect opportunity with Father's Day approaching. And Tyrone Faulkner, who is the chief executive officer, and Rodney Watts, who's the site manager here in Rock Hill, York County, reach out to both of these guys. And we just appreciate you for what you all do in leadership here in our community.
Thank you so much. And just let me say this. We are under the umbrella of South Carolina Centers for Fathers and Families, which is a statewide fatherhood initiative. So.
Fantastic.